DuckDuckGo installs surge 30% as consumers reject Google force-feeding AI with search engine. By Lucas Nolan on May 27, 2026. DuckDuckGo, which positions itself as a privacy-focused alternative to Google, has experienced a significant increase in user adoption following the search giant's announcement of major changes to its search platform that heavily incorporate AI. TechCrunch reports that DuckDuckGo claims that U.S. app installs increased by an average of 18.1% week over week during the period from May 20 to May 25, compared to the previous week of May 13 to May 18. The growth was sustained for 6 consecutive days and reached a peak of 30.5% on May 25. On iOS devices specifically, the rate of installation was even more dramatic, with week-over-week growth averaging 33% and peaking at 69.9%. The surge in interest comes in direct response to Google's announcement at its annual I/O Developer Conference that AI would take over its search engine, as previously reported by Breitbart News. The redesigned search box expands to accommodate longer and more conversational queries, eliminating the need for users to select specific search modes at the outset. Google has implemented a new AI-powered query suggestion system that surpasses traditional autocomplete functionality, helping users formulate more complex and nuanced questions. Additionally, Google's AI Overviews feature will now allow users to ask follow-up questions in AI mode, with this capability launching immediately. A significant addition to the platform is the introduction of information agents that users can create, customize, and manage within Google Search. These agents operate continuously in the background to monitor web changes and alert users to new information. The feature represents an evolution of Google Alerts, the change detection service launched in 2003, but with substantially enhanced capabilities powered by artificial intelligence. Critics have raised concerns that the new AI-driven approach will negatively impact the open web, while others have pointed out that AI overviews can surface inaccurate responses and remove control from users who may not want AI-mediated search results. Some users have also noted that the changes overcomplicate simple search tasks. Gabriel Weinberg, CEO of DuckDuckGo, addressed the situation directly. "Google is force-feeding AI with no way to opt out," Weinberg said Tuesday in a statement. "As a result, their results are getting worse, not better. We want to be the place that puts users in charge and allows them to decide how much or how little AI they want." DuckDuckGo has long positioned itself as a privacy-focused alternative to Google but has struggled to capture significant market share, accounting for only approximately 2% of the U.S. search market. During Google's search antitrust trial in 2023, Weinberg testified that Google's exclusive default search contracts had harmed DuckDuckGo's ability to establish itself as the default search engine on other browsers. The company also reported that visits to its AI-free search page, noi.duckduckgo.com, averaged 22.7% week-over-week growth, peaking at 27.7% on May 24. This dedicated page turns off every AI feature by default, including AI-assisted answers and AI-generated images. According to DuckDuckGo, the trend toward increased adoption is stronger in the United States, and the company continued to gain users over the Memorial Day weekend, a period when it typically experiences a dip in traffic. "Not only do we respect user choice, but also user privacy," Weinberg said. "Everything you do in DuckDuckGo is private. We don't collect search histories or chats, and nothing is used for AI training." The search engine also offers Search Assist, a feature similar to Google's AI Overviews, and an AI image filter that removes AI-created images from search results. Kamal Bisbis, DuckDuckGo's chief communications and policy officer, indicated that both of these AI features are among the company's most popular offerings, despite representing different approaches to AI integration. "People just want a choice," Bisbis said. Wynton Hall, author of the instant bestseller Code Red, The Left, The Right, China, and The Race to Control AI, revealed that Google's Gemini AI brands prominent Republicans including J.D. Vance as hate speech violators. Senator Tommy Tuberville, RL, defended white nationalists as Americans and consistently utilizes invasion rhetoric to describe immigration, which facilitates identity-based intimidation. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, characterized transgender identity as a harmful cultural influence and has used woke as a derogatory slur against protected groups. Josh Hawley, RMO, employed QAnon influence tropes to accuse judicial nominees of supporting child predators and characterized LGBTQ+ legal protections as the end of the conservative legal movement. Tom Cotton, RR, targeted gay rights and diversity initiatives as misplaced priorities and co-sponsored legislation to exclude transgender students from sports. J.D. Vance, R., promoted rhetoric targeting gender-diverse individuals and utilized inflammatory tropes regarding childless individuals in leadership. Marco Rubio, R., labeled pride symbols as prohibited ideology and ordered their removal from public view to minimize the visibility of a protected group. Bill Hegarty, RTN, consistently employs rhetoric and voting patterns that oppose legal protections for same-sex marriage based on exclusionary traditional values. Rick Scott, RFL, endorsed legislative narratives that utilize invasion and demographic threat tropes to target immigrant communities. Cindy Hyde-Smith, RMS, has a history of public comments regarding racial violence and voting suppression that facilitate an environment of racial intimidation. Read more at TechCrunch here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.